Greetings, welcome back to another, an ongoing series of Shur Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Pei Tet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the 10th Perek of Zvachim. This is a Perek that focuses around two very well-known rules, actually, two rules, one of which is very well-known and applied in many other areas of Shas, one which is far more local. And it is, as you could see, a very short parak, and we will cover it over the course of three podcasts. Kol atadir mechavero kodemet chavero. That which is more frequent than another precedes the other. Now, it's important to note that this rule and the rule that's going to come in Mishnah Bet that we're going to get to very soon apply when you have different mitzvot or different objects used for mitzvah which vie for your attention, which comes first. In this case, the one that is more frequent comes first. And as an example, hatmidin kodmin lumusafin, the korban tamid comes before the musaf, even on a day in which there is a musaf. You also have a tamid. The tamid comes first. Musfei Shabbat kumin, that's musfei Rosh Chodesh. If you have a case where Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbat, the korban musaf of Shabbat comes first because it's more frequent, four times as often. Musfei Rosh Chodesh could mean the Musfei Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah also has a musaf of Rosh Chodesh, even though we combine them all into one tefillah. Nonetheless, the korbanot are distinct, and of course, Rosh Chodesh comes once a month, Rosh Hashanah once a year, and therefore, Rosh Chodesh comes first, Shinemar, and what's the proof text for all of this? Milvada olat haboker asher leolat hatamid ta'asu et eile. And this is in reference to the korban musaf of the days of Chag HaMatzot, which we commonly refer to as Pesach. Now, Menalan, what do you mean? Kedahamar tam, vadolat haboker. The Mishnah gave us the source for the rule of Tadirut. The answer is, why are we asking? Dilma Tmidin hen dekad mul Musafin mishum de Tadiri. Maybe Tmidin come first, but Musafin and Musafin menalan. In other words, the proof text only seems to indicate that Tamid, that Korban Tamid, comes before the Musafin. But how do we know that within Musafin we also look at frequency? So Amar Rabbi Ila de Amar Kra Ka'ele Ta'asula Yom Shivat Yamim, which is in that same context of the Musafim of Pesach, Ele Ka'ele, meaning the same priority system that you use between the Tamid and Musafin is used within the Musafin. Ah, V'haymi Ba'ele Legufei, but you need it for itself. So Im Kein Nichtov Ele Ta'asula Yom. Instead of saying Ka Ele Ta'asula Yom, Ele Ta'asula Yom, this is what you should do today. Why to say ka'ele? To say others follow this pattern. Ikatav ele tasuleyom shivat yamim, avmena ele shivat yamim, midiach rinilo. If that were the case, I would say you bring these over the course of the 7 days and nothing else. Therefore, it says, layom, ele tasu layom shivat yamim. Vakati ema ele liyom of al shar yomilo, maybe it's only for that day. Av shar yomilo yadana kama. Amakra ta'asu, what? You call asiyot shavot. Eile ta'asu layom, ta'asu right there tells you that every day that you do it, you're going to do it the same way. And indeed, the musaf of all 7 days of Chag HaMatzot is equal. So Abaye Amar, he says, Megufa dekra, look at the pasuk itself. Im kein lemakra milvado lata boker, v'tishtok, let it say, bring the musaf besides the tamid. Asher lo lata tamid lamali. Why did the Torah add Asher lo lata tamid? Remember, dahakta tadira teitum, that it's because of its frequency, lata tamid, that it comes first. Okay, the next rule is kol hamekudash mechavero kodem et chavero. That which is holier than another, precedes it. And of course, you have to anticipate what happens when tadir versus mekudash, and we will get to that in the third podcast. And as an example of this, dam ha-chatat kodem l'dam ha-ola. Now here, unlike Tadirut, where the frequency is obvious, here we have to explain why one thing is holier than another. Why is the dam ha-chatat before the dam ha-ola? Meaning, somebody brought a chatat, at the same time somebody brought an ola, which should be done first by the Kohen? Dam ha-chatat. Why? Mimnei shehu meratzeh, meaning mechaper. The dam ha-chatat brings atonement. However, on the other hand, the parts of the animal that go up on the Mizbeach, the Ivrei Ha'olah, come before the Emurim, which means those those parts of the animal that are burned of the chatat, for the simple reason, it's something that we've already familiar with, mimneshu kalil la'ishim, because after all, the ola is all burned up on the mizbeach, as opposed to the chatat. Chatat kudemet la'asham. Once you have a chatat and la'asham, the chatat comes first. All the processing. Because the chatat is put on all four corners and then on the yisod. Hasham kudem le'todah ve'el nazir. Even though they're both eaten for one day. And of course, todah ve'el nazir are kochim kalim. It can be eaten throughout the city. Todah ve'el nazir kodmim le'shlamim. Why are regular shlamim take a backseat to Todah ve'el Nazir? After all, the Todah ve'el Nazir, even though it's not the same amount, both have loaves that accompany them, and are both eaten only that day until midnight. And the Shlamim are eaten for 2 days, and do not have lechem to come with them. They have something else that comes with them, which will then inform the next piece. Hashlamim kodmin lebechor. Why? First of all, the shlamim have to be put on all four walls. Usmicha. Also, unesachim. Also, the libations that come along with the shlamim. Utruvat chazer ashok. And also the part that's given to the kohen. And it's lifted up. And the bechor does not, because the whole bechor is given to the kohen. Habechor kodem l'maaser maaser behem. Meaning, m'neisha kudushato mirechem. Its sanctity is from birth. V'nachal ha-kohenim. It's also given to the kohenim. Ha-maaser kodem la'ofot. So now, maaser is not the bottom of all of the animals. It comes before birds, though. Even in a chatat or lataof, which is all there is. M'neishu huzevach, because it's a slaughtered animal. V'yesh po kodesh kodashim. Damor ve'emurav, meaning both the blood and the parts of the animal go on the mizbeach, which are treated as kodesh kodashim, meaning they go on the mizbeach, as opposed to the afot, which chatat of doesn't go on the mizbeach at all. And the dam is treated differently. We'll see that in the Gemara. We'll deal with it. Haufot could mean the minachot. Birds come before grain offerings. Why? Because there is blood. And within the minachot, minchat chote kodem minchat nedava. A mincha brought by a sinner, such as korban olevi oreid, at the lowest level of the three things that are olevi oreid, shvuat haidut, etc., becomes for a voluntary mincha, mimnei shehu ba'al chet, because it's coming to expiate a sin. And chatat ha'of kodem olat ha'of. When you come to within the birds, the chatat comes first. V'chein ba'ekdesha. Also, when you bring the kan, and the kan has to be sanctified and designated, which bird is the chatat, which is the oaf, the chatat comes first. Okay, manahani mili. What's the source for this rule? The Tana Rabbanan, in the context of the Kiddush HaLevim, the sanctification ceremony of the Levim that took place, it's presented in the beginning of Parsha Balotcha, says, Ufarsheni ben bakar tikach lechatat. You take one par as an olah, the second par is a chatat. Im ba'lamed shein shnayim, if it's to tell me that there's two, ekvar emala, say it achad chatat, achad olah, the Torah says, one's a chatat, one's an olah. Matam lo fasheni ben bakar tikach chatat, why does it call it the second one? Sheachol shei chatat kodemet lechol ma'aseh olah. I might think the chatat always comes first for everything. Not only the dam, but the evarim. The chatat comes second to the ola. So maybe chatat's always second. The other pasuk says, one's a chatat, one's an ola, meaning the first one's a chatat. So how do we resolve this? That the chatat comes before the ola, but the ola comes before the chatat? The answer is, dam chatat kodemet ladam ola mnei shemiratzeh. On the other hand, the evarim of the ola come before the evarim of the chatat. So each one precedes the other in a different way. So now, Ivrei Ola, the second clause, V'yamai, So why don't you just say that the first matan damim should come first, but not the rest? So Amaravina hachem chatat alvim askinan. We're talking about the chatat alvim mentioned in Balotcha. The avod avlechi ola dami, even though it's considered like an olah because it's not coming to expiate a sin. Kamarachmana he take doom. It still comes first. But my Rav Amri in Eretz Yisrael had a different answer. Once you already put the first matana of the chatat, you have to finish it. So Bayaluhu, dam chatat v'ivare ola. What if you have dam chatat, which comes before dam ola, but the ola has already been sprinkled, now you got the ivare ola, which comes first? Ezmen te kodem. Dam chatat kon reishim ratzeh, or dil me ivare ola kon reishim kalil ishim, the two considerations. Toshma, dam chatat kodem le dam ola. Our Mishnah says dam chatat comes before dam ola. And the implication is that damola uli kadim livrei ola lo kadim. It's only for damola, not ivrei ola. Adurabba, the opposite. Misefa ivrei ola kumim lemur chatat uli kadim dam chatat lo kadim. In other words, the two damim are lined up against each other. Chatat comes first. The two evarim are lined up against each other. Evarim and murim and ola comes first. But you really can't infer anything from that. Elamihal lekalimish from mina, because either way you look at it, you'll come up with the opposite conclusion, and neither one is definitive. Ibayalu, the following question, which is played backwards now, dam ola ve'mure chatat. So instead of dam chatat ve'evore ola, flip it, ezmen kodem, dam ola kodem dekat mikoach kalil, because dam ola is a kalil animal, odilma emure chatat kodem dekat mikoach mechaper. So let's see, toshma, and it's going to be the same thing. Dam chatat kodem dam ola, dam chatat kodem dam ola, val emure chatat lo. Again, the implication is only dam chatat comes first, but not emurei chatat. Adram miseifei vrei olah kumin emurei chatat. Vrei olah would come in emurei chatat, and while dam olah though, maybe dam olah doesn't come before the chatat. How leik al mishpah mina? Again, we cannot solve anything from our Mishnah because our Mishnah simply says A comes before A prime and B prime comes before B, but that doesn't tell us anything about A versus B prime or vice versa. Now, ibayelu dam olah v'dam asham. Ezem and Kodem, because we said Dam Ola takes a backseat to Dam Chatat. Dam Hashem certainly takes a backseat to Dam Chatat. What about the two second guys? Dam Ola Kodem Dekaati Mikoach Kalil, or Dilma Dam Hashem Kodem Dekaati Mikoach Mechaper. In other words, Dam Hashem is Mechaper for a Chet, for the Ashma. Dam Ola is not, but Dam Ola is Kalil. So Toshma Dam Chatat Kodem LaDam Ola. What does the Mishnah say that Dam Chatat comes before Dam Ola? Which, if you think about it, is a little surprising because you think Ola is first for everything. Aval Dam Hashem Lo. So the implication is only Chatat comes first. No, Medinu Deibu Lamit Nidam Hashem. Really, could have said Dam Hashem is first also, because the proposal here is that Dam of Chatat or Hashem will come first. I did the buy lemitni seifa, but since the seifa has to flip it and say ivrei olah kumin leimurei chatat, and you couldn't say ivrei or imurei olah, tana leimurei asham, the tana leimurei asham. If it had said ivrei olah or before imurei asham, havemina, I would have said leimurei asham hu dekadmi al imurei chatat lo kadmi, and I would think chatat comes first for everything, including imurim. Shulachi tana chatat. In other words, the fresha had to mention chatat, so that the flip, which is where the evarim come first, would also say chatat, to say that even chatat takes a backseat to the olah when it comes to the body parts. Toshma chatat kodem l'asham, so chatat to the kadme l'asham. Chatat's the only one that comes before an asham of al olah lo. My love, dam, isn't that talking about dam versus dam? In other words, dam asham comes before dam olah. Lo, aimurim, talking about aimurim. Taikanamini tan, ivnesha daman nitan, shmamina. What's the reason we say chatat comes before asham? Because the dam is put on all four corners. So we're talking now about the aimurim, and the dam represents the aimurim. In other words, otherwise it would have said, because it is put, which is referring to the dam. Okay, chatat kodem. Now we're going to run through all of them and suggest all the possible reasons that it should be different. And in spite of that, this is how we do it. Chatat kodem. And adraba, asham tkadim sheken yesh lo kitzva. We'd think the asham should come before chatat because it has a set amount of value. Filach ribu de mizbeach adiv, but the mizbeach gets more of the chatat, therefore comes first. Asham kodem atoda. After all, and these are the same reason used down the line in the hierarchy is the argument used why we would need to mention this earlier on. So the Asham Kodem L'Todah, and that's Adrava Todah V'Elazir Karm Mishkein Tunin Lachem. I would think that the Todah V'Elazir should come first because they have loaves. Afilu Achi Kotche Kotche Madifi. The fact that Hashem is Kotche Kotche puts it first. Todah V'Elazir Adrava Shlomim Karm Mishkein Yeshlam Etzibur Kivi Yachid. I should think Shlomim should come before Todah V'Elazir because Shlomim has a public expression that's Shlom Etzibur and Shvuot. The fact that Torah Nazir are only eaten for one day prioritizes them. Now, there's two ways to view that. One is simply practical, which is we got to eat these things up quicker, and therefore they have to have them go first. The other one is that that may indicate a greater sanctity, the fact that it has less of a time frame within which to be eaten. But either way, that's the Havmina. Now, within Todah V'Elazir that were just placed as a group, which one of them takes precedence over the other? After all, the Elazir only has two kinds of loaves. The Todah is four. But the Elazir, on the other hand, comes with other korbanot, chatat and nolat. So Toshma Zuko Demet Lazu, why Zuzu Tuna Dalad Mine Lachem Zu Eina Tuna Elashne Mine Lachem? The answer is that the various kind of loaves carry the day. Okay, Vashlamim Kodmin the Bechor, we said, well, Adra Bechor Kodmin Shken Gushatomi Rechem, and Achala Kodim, the Bechor should be first, because its sanctity is from birth and it's eaten by the Kohanim. But the fact that Shlomim comes up with the other mitzvot of Nesachim, Tuvan Chazav Shok and Smicha, puts it ahead. Remember, with Maser Behema, you could end up being Mekadesh three animals, because if you mistakenly counted number 10 as number 9, and number 9, and number 11, etc., and Bechor can only be Bechor. So, but the consideration that the Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem from birth is more of a significant issue. Now, Maser Kodem La'ofot, as you said, that all of these animals come before any birds. Adraba, Ofot Kadmish, Ken Kotche Kotchim. Remember, think about this. All birds are Kotche Kotchim. They're either Olah Chotat, so they should come before Maser. If the fact that it's a slaughtered animal makes it first. Ravina Bar Shila, Emurei Kotche Kotchim Kalim Shiyatsu Lifnei Zrikat Damim. What happens, and this is something we talked about, Ula and Rabbi Yochanan earlier, about Emurei Kotchim Kalim that go to Mizbeach before Zrikat Damim. But now he's taking the opposite thing. He's saying, what happens if they go out of the Azara before Zrikat Damim? Psulin. Let's see where this is coming from, and it's something of a backdoor. V'tana tuna, we have a support from a braita. M'mneshu zevach v'yeshno kotche kotchim dama ve'imurin. In our Mishnah, the reason that the oaf comes before the mincha is because that the maser comes before the ofot is because it's zevach and it has kotche kotchim damav veimurin. What does that mean? Bishlama emurin leitanu beofot. There are no emurin by ofot. Either the oaf is, the ola is thrown all on his beach, the chatat gets nothing but the dam. El adam miyaite, but there is dam of the ofot on the mizbeach. So why does it single out that Maser is somehow better because it has dam? Lav kamashmalan emurin kidamo, to tell you that the emurin are like the dam. Ma damo lifnei zrika, just like dam, only is a significant thing before zrika, afterwards it's gone. Af emurin kodem zrika, that emurin are called emurin even before zrika. And refers to them as kochim. Umadamo mifsal b'yotze, just like dam is possible when you take it out. Afemurin mifsal b'yotze, emurin are possible when you take them out. That means at the point where dam is still called dam, which means before zrika. So now, and remember, we said in our discussion about kochim kalim, the discussion of ulas zelach moshul mizbeach, that kochim kalim really only become defined as to the designation of emurin and basar, etc., at zrika. So to say that something that goes out before zrika of kochim kalim shri pasul is not so obvious. So name masayele, perhaps the following supports him: basar kochim kalim chatzal fnei zrika tamim, v'yochamar kasher shlokish amar pasul. They disagreed about basar, meaning that which is going to be eaten, that went out before Zrikat Adam. Out means it goes out of the Azara, we think. And they disagreed about that. Chamar Kasher, why who of us will fall that said? Because eventually it's going to go out anyways to your motel in Yerushalayim. You're going to eat it. Shlakish Amar Pasul, why? Adayin lo yegi azmano latzeit. It wasn't supposed to go out yet, so it's Pasul. Ad kan lo pligi el basar. Their only disagreement at this point is about basar, where you have the consideration of, well, it's going to go out. Emurin lo, they don't disagree about emurin, meaning it seems like they would agree that it's Pasul. The answer is no. Hadin de Marin Nami Pligi. They even disagree about Emurin. Vahad the Kamifligi Basar. Why is the disagreement presented as about Basar? Lo diacha kochod de Resh Lakish, to show you the extent of Resh Lakish's position, that filu Basar de Sofa Latzeit, Amar Adayin lo Igi Azmano Latzeit. Even Basar, that's eventually going to go out, see, he says, you know what? Since it's not yet time to go out, it's Pasul. That's a little strange, as Tosfa points out, because normally we would teach the Koach Tehetera. Lema Ketanoi, so perhaps this entire notion, which was suggested by Ravina Barshila, is really Machloka Tanaim. And Murei Kochim Kalim Shatzulif Mezrikatamim, Rabbi Eliezer Mer, Ein Mo'alin Bayan, there's no more Me'ila. Ve'ein Chayavin Alein Mishum Pigul Lotar Vitamei. There is no pigul notar v'tameh that applies to them. They're sort of off of the table. They're still in play. My love, the hadar aylinum pligi. Aren't we talking about a case where you brought them back in? And the only question is about pligi. The marsar mifsili biyotzei. Rabbi Oza says they're pasul. They were taken out. They're off the table. Nothing counts. Marsar alo mifsili biyotzei. And Rabbi Kiva says no. The fact you took them out because it was before Zrikat Adam did not pasul them. Bring them back in. They're good to go. Rapapa b'dahado aylinu kuliyamo lo pligi. No, if you brought them back in, everybody will agree that they're still in play. Their disagreement is if they're still outside when Zrikat Adam happens. That Rabbi Lezer says the Zrika doesn't work for something that's outside, so therefore the thing that's outside is gone. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Zrika works even for something that's outside. And there we go. Which means that if they were taken out and brought back in, everybody will agree that they're still in play. So I Bahara Papu Damar Biditanu Abrai Kuleamo Lopligi, that we have a statement that Rabbi Papa says about the Shtei Lechem, that if they were taken outside at the point where the kvasim that attached to them were shechted, they're pasul, and he says everybody agrees that if they were outside, then they're pasul. But Ailino Ligvai Pligi, and the Machloket Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva there is if you brought them back. And here he's saying if you brought them back, everybody would agree they're good, and the Machloket is outside. The answer is the two cases aren't the same. It's not a parallel Machloket. It's a parallel Machloket, not an identical Machloket. Hanimili Gavi Shtei Lechem Delav Gufei Dizivcha. In the case of Shtei Lechem, it's not really the Korban itself, it's something attaches to the Korban. Therefore, even if it's outside, even if it was brought back inside, it's machloket. Haval emurin de gufa de zivcha hu benitanu abroi pligi. But with the emurin, where they are really the korban itself, not something attached to it, they disagree only when it was only when it's still outside. If it brought back inside, it's still connected. Okay, we said ofot before menachot. Adu amenachot kol matzken yesh tam betzibur kaviyachid. You have a public mincha with many of the korbanot. Afilu and the shtei alechem and the omer. Afilu achim in edom madifi. The fact that the ofot have blood puts them up. Minchat chotei comes before minchat nedava. Adu amen minchat nedava kodem matzken tuna shemun levona. Remember, minchat chotei is bare. It's got no oil. It's just flour. It's got no levona. Because it's nicer because machaper. So you buy a little minchat sota minchat nedava. What if you have not minchat nedava versus minchat chotei, but minchat sota? Minchat sota, remember, is not coming to expiate, but to clarify what her status is. Because when kodem minchat nedava kod mashkein tuna shemen uvona, hodem minchat sota kamashkein baal levarer arvon. It's there to clarify whether there was a sin. So Toshma Minchat Chotei, Minchat Nedava. We're going to do what we did before. Minchat Chotei, the Kamal Minchat Nedava. Ha Minchat Sota Lo. Only Chotei comes first, but not Minchat Sota. So Miktar Mineshi Mechaper. It doesn't say that Chotei Chet is there first. Mineshi Baal Chetai. It doesn't say Minchat Chotei, it comes first because it's Mechaper, like we said with the Chatat. It says because it comes because of a Chet. But on Baal Chet, Minchat Sota also comes because of a Chet, maybe. meaning the possibility of a chait. Toshma zukudam lazush zuba min achitin zuba min asorin. We have a statement unclear what it's about, which says A precedes B because A is wheat and B is barley. My love, minchat nedavala, minchat sota. Minchat sota we know is barley. So must be minchat sota takes a backseat to minchat nedava. No, minchat chote, the minchat sota. Maybe the wheat one that we're talking about is chote. So then the hierarchy would be chote, sota, then nedava. So typically the hamachaperet, vahalo machaperet. I have a better reason. Instead of saying wheat versus barley, why don't I say minchat chote is machaper, minchat sota is not? So typically, but if you're saying the zoo and zoo here, the A and B, are nedava versus sota, so I got a better reason than wheat and barley. I've got this one has oil, this one doesn't have oil. Rather, he picked one of the reasons. So, therefore, again, you have no clarity. You have no compelling reason to say that the zoo is minchat nedava more than minchat choter or minchat nedava over minchat sota. We know that the barley one is sota, but just because you could have given another reason, this is machaper, it's not machaper, so if it was nedava, you could also say this has shemen, this doesn't have shemen. The answer is he picked one reason. Okay, chatata of kodemet le olata of. Why? Menahani mili tana rabanan. V'kriyat asher lachatat rishona. This is when you have a olav yored and you bring the birds at the lowest level. He brings the chatat first. Ma tamalomar shentu lomer the shetukav rishona. I don't need that pasuk to tell me that this one comes first. Hekvar ne'amar tashini yaseh olat. Says make the second one an olah. So I know the first one's a chatat. This is a general rule that any time you have a chatat, that an olah comes with it, a chatat comes first. Bein chatat ha'of l'olah ta'of, that's from here. Bein chatat behema l'olah behema, that's from the binyan av. V'afilu chatat ha'of l'olah behema. Imagine this, you have a little chatat ha'of and you have a huge olah behema, the chatat ha'of comes first based on this. Hilkach. Chatata of olata of mi ve'etasheni. Etasheni, our pasuk, tells us that the chatata of comes before olata of. Right? The second one is an ola. Chatape malape ma mi de rabbi rachmana. The fact that it applies to bema is from the fact that the Torah, back in the chatata levi'im put the chatat first. Chatat of lolat peima mize banav. The binyanav tells us that even when the chatat is a bird and the animal is a is the olah is an animal, it comes the chatat comes first. Toshma v'lazo omer kol makom shenitchalfa chatat. He has an interesting take. He says anywhere that you have a korban chatat, an animal chatat that was now swapped for birds, chatat kodemet, the chatat comes first. V'chan, but in the case of a yoledet, remember yoledet brings two birds. Ola kodemet, the ola comes first, meaning in the pasuk the ola comes first. Koma kom shebal chet, anytime that the birds come for a chet, chatat kodemet, v'chan ola kodemet. But here, in the case of yoledet, there's no chet, ola comes first. Koma kom sheshnayim ba'im tachat chatat, anytime that the chatat is replaced by two birds, chatat kodemet. But what happens in the yoledet? A yoledet she's supposed to bring an ola animal and a chatat bird, and if she can't, then she brings two birds. Kan ola kodemet. So that seems to say that this binyan av really doesn't hold, because in the case of a yoledet, really the olah should come first. Amarav al mikraikti makatuv. The Torah only said olah first in the order that it was presented in the text, but as far as practice goes, the chatat still should come first. Toshma parim kodmin la'ilim. Watch this. Bulls always come before rams, so there's a whole different system now that's not based on the kind of korban it is, but the animal. Elim kodmin l'kvasim, rams come before lambs, kvasim l'sirim, lambs before goats, and we assume we're going to get some reason here for it, but the sense of it is that It's because they have a bigger mincha and a bigger nesach, and it's a bigger korban. So my love, the chag, aren't we talking about the musaf of a chag, which means all those olota brought, and the last one brought is the sa'ir, which is the chatat, which disproves everything we just said. Lo, le nedava. That's talking about a nedava, meaning if different people brought nedavot of these different animals, that's the order you bring them in. But indeed, the sa'ir lechatat would come first on the regel. Now, parim kod min le'elim, shekein tabu b'nesachim. Why are parim first? They have a bigger nesach. V'chein elim le'kvasim, same reason for rams over lambs. Kvasim le'sirim, why? Shekein tabu b'aliyah, they have fatter tails, so there's more on the mizbeach. Okay, Toshma, Parkon Mashiach, we saw this at the end of Horeyot. Kodem Paralam Dover Shot Sibur, because it's presented that way in the Torah, and the Torah refers to the Paralam Dover Shot Sibur as do it the same way he did the Parkon Mashiach. Paralam Dover Shot Sibur, Kodem Paravodat Kochavim. Paravodat Kochavim, Kodem Siirei Avodat Kochavim. So here is an exception, because the Par is an Olah. Avodat Kochavim, Olah, Siirei Chavodat Kochavim, Chatat. So you see a challenge to our Binyanav. So, Ve'ema Mireisha, but wait a second, you got support for the Binyanav from the earlier one, which is Parlam Dover Shot Sibur, Kurban Parah Avodah Kochavim. That's a Chatat before an Olah. The answer is Bechad Mina Mielo Kamrina, the Chatat Kanma. Within one group, one kind of animal, we certainly understand the Chatat comes first, Par versus Par. Kikamrina Betreminu, what we're trying to prove is that if you have a Par, so there's a third component of significance here. We had Tadir, then we had Kadosh, then we had the type of animal. Min. So perhaps the par component, the type of the animal, trumps the function. So you come in and betray mini. So when you have a par ola and a seir chatat, the par comes first. So they had an answer in Eretz Yisrael for this, that this is a unique case. Chatat avodah kochavim chaser aleph. The word chatat, and you see it on the handout, is missing an aleph in that case. L'chataktiv. Ravina Mar Bagel had a different answer. Kamishpaktivu. It says that said kamishpat par le'olavasir l'chatat. L'kamishpat. Kamishpat, the way they're reading it is as it's presented in this sentence. In that same order. So Ashtatid l'achi afilu tema parim l'chag nami kamishpatam ktivu. Then go back to our original challenge, which was parim before elim, etc., and said, oh, that's on Yontif. So you see, seir is last. It says, yeah, because there it says, kamishpatam. V'nizkehem, v'minchatam, v'nizkehem, kamishpatam. Which means you follow the order that's presented in the text, which means that now our hierarchy of chatat before Allah, etc., is only when they're coming from disparate places, but as a sequence of things, you follow the order the Torah gives. Now here's an interesting triangulation. Chatat ha'of, which should come before an olah. Olat behema, good. Umaser, but you got a maser behema. So now, ezumin kodem. We got a problem here because every one of them has a reason to be first. Or shall we say, not last. Take tum chatat ta'of. Should we have the chatat ta'of come first? You can't, because ika maser dekardim la maser, behema comes before any of. Late to maser, we can't put maser first because ika olat beima the kadmale olat beima has to come before maser. Take the olat beima. Can you put the olat beima first? Ika chatat ta'of the kadmale, but the chatat ta'of comes after come before olat beima. So hachatagimu in Bavel, the way they said it was min zavachadif, meaning that the korban is more important. The maser behema comes first, then chatat ta'of, then olat beima. But Marava Amri in Eretz Yisrael, a different solution. Ayla ba olat beima v'chatata of v'agbata mimaser. So the olat beima has to be over the maser. Maser therefore comes last, and chatata of then becomes first. So in Eretz Yisrael they said chatata of olat beima and then maser beima. In Bavel what they said was Maaser behema, chatata of, and olat behema. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah Daf Tzadi. I'm in bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.